Service safe. Which one off?
Professor Buzzkill. Mininess.
Buzzkillers, it's the old professor here again with mini myth number 2. Vikings did not wear horned helmets. Think about it, killers. A Viking horned helmet would have been very impractical, perhaps dangerous in battle. One sword blow to the head might glance off a smooth helmet, but it would surely catch on a horn and send the helmet flying, leaving the Viking bareheaded and highly vulnerable to the next death blow to the skull. There's only one depiction of a horned helmet in ancient Nordic art, and it was probably ceremonial. We get the image of Vikings and horned helmets from the 19th century revival of interest in Nordic culture. Northern Europeans romanticized what they saw as the purest form of medieval culture. It was kind of a counterbalance to the glories of the ancient Mediterranean cultures of Greece and Rome. And there was a mini mania for all things Norse in the 19th century. You know as well as I do, Buzzkillers, that this was nowhere more highly expressed than in Richard Wagner's operas. Wagner's costume designer Hans Thoma is primarily responsible for the image we have today of horned, helmeted Vikings. Take it from the professor. Safety first. Talk to you later, Buzzkillers.